The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
Hey, Todd here. You know, sometimes I forget to wash. For weeks at a time, my body takes on an earthy, musky smell like loamy topsoil. I'm mighty proud of my stink, because it's a man-sized stink. Can you smell me through your radio? If so, I'm sorry, but I can smell you, so we're even. And now, Eric Metaxas.
Hey. Yeah.
That's bad. Oh.
How much do we love Todd Wilkerson?
Oh, gosh.
And most people hate him. That's the irony.
Maybe.
Hey, folks, people must be dying to know, who is this Todd Wilkerson?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at least they get to see you once in a while.
Once in a while.
Albin Sadar, S-A-D-A-R. Do you have a website, Albin?
Slycraft.us.
Oh, so you
It used to be Slycraft.com.
But then it cost too much money.
Well, we found .com meant communist, so at Slycraft.us.
Right,
we're
right.
A U.S. company, Slycraft.us.
Okay, so,
yeah.
But
yeah.
We're already lost in the weeds, folks.
That's
the Eric Metaxas
Show. Okay, we were talking about Todd.
It's Tuesday. Well, we got a couple of big announcements
here.
Big announcements. First of all, let me say this. We are doing 2 hours today with our friend Frank Turek. Frank Turek is one of the greatest apologists for the Christian faith living today. He's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Ironically, he grew up in Jersey. When you grow up in Jersey, people think nobody from Jersey is going to become an apologist for the Christian faith.
Right.
This guy, first of all, he had to move out of Jersey. He's in North Carolina now. But Frank Turek is going to be on here. He's a friend. I've known him for years. And he is just, there's nobody like him. So I'm glad to finally get him in the studio. You're going to see. He's a lot bigger in person than he is like on YouTube. On YouTube, he's tiny. But anyway, Frank Turek, 2 hours today with my friend Frank. That's number one. Now, the rest of this week is insane.
It is.
I'm just warning you, folks, if you're listening. Tomorrow, James O'Keefe, some of you know him. He's with Project Veritas. They've done all kinds of undercover journalism, huge stuff. They are blowing the lid tomorrow, off Google. You're not going to believe this. They got a whistleblower from the inside at Google, and he's willing to go on the air, on the record, I should say. And they've got a film with him that's going to be at projectveritas.com. That's tomorrow. Huge news, because as people who listen to me know, I am scandalized when people do things that are deeply un-American and when they become effectively enemies of freedom. Of course, they don't think they are, but Google has done some horrible things. Somebody needs to take action against it. So that's tomorrow. We also have John Zmirak tomorrow.
John Zmirak.
And then?
And by the way, if you don't know where to find us, Google us.
Ha, 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 ha. Where were we? Okay.
Yes. John Zmirak as well.
Yeah, I want to say that later on this week, Thursday. Now, I don't know if people remember this. So a lot of people listening, they weren't born in 1977. But in 1977, I remember vividly where I was when you heard that Elvis Presley died. And, of course, at the time, I remember thinking, well, he's 42, man. He's old.
Yeah.
Because I was a kid. But the point is, He was just 42 years old. And by the way, that was 42 years ago. So he has now been out of this world as long as he was been, in this world, 42 years. But the reason I'm bringing this up is that it's kind of a big deal. You'll see a lot about Elvis on the news every year around this week. But I'll tell you, we have a guest on this Thursday, folks, the famous Wink Martindale. A lot of people know him from the game shows. Wink Martindale has a huge career in his own right, be way beyond the game shows. But he was close friends with Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
His wife was close friends with Elvis Presley. She dated Elvis for something like 6 years. She was a teenager. She says, we just kissed. It's like one of these stories right out of the 50s, right?
Yeah.
But the two of them are going to be my guest on this program this Thursday. And if you watch our TBN program, it'll be on the TBN program this weekend, every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern time, every Sunday at 10:30 p.m. Eastern time on TBN. So we've got a lot to look forward to this week. The Wink Martindale interview, folks, you don't want to miss that.
It's incredible. Miss it. Yeah.
Now, we've got to talk about, we're doing a campaign. Before we go to our buddy Frank Turek, we're doing a campaign with Food for the Poor. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to be honest with you. We are way behind in raising the funds that we were hoping to raise for Food for the Poor. So you understand what we're talking about, okay? Food for the Poor is rushing urgently needed food, water, and emergency relief for thousands of displaced kids and their families who have left Venezuela. You understand, Venezuela is anarchy right now. And so these poor people, obviously, really struggling. They decided to leave the country, but they are now stuck along the border in Colombia. A lot of people have actually contacted us and said, okay, who actually gets the food and water that we're rushing to Latin America, right? The answer to that question, I wanted to play this clip for you, are people like Isabella. She's a young mother struggling to feed her kids. Food for the Poor visited her in her tiny home. Now, some of the conversation you're going to hear may upset some listeners, but we're going to play this just so you understand what we're raising money for. Let's play that.
If they go to the garbage, they look for garbage, and they find food, that's what they eat.
What has she had to eat today?
¿Has comido hoy?
No.
¿No han comido?
No.
No, they haven't eaten today. ¿Comieron ayer algo?
Ayer no.
What does she give them when she cannot eat? When she has nothing for them to eat?
No, I want.
They give them hot water.
Wow. I don't even believe that. Yeah. I give them hot water. Folks, you know something? It's very hard for us, living the lives that we lead, to understand what people are suffering. But you know, and I know, we all know that we have a duty to do what we can. We don't want the government to do it, okay? We have to do it. We complain, you know, when the government is taking care of these kinds of people sometimes, and yet what we need to do is we need to do it before the government is expected to do this, before they come across our borders. We need to help them where they are. There's no reason anybody should be going through something like this. So we're partnering with Food for the Poor. They are there in Colombia to help these people. I ask you, folks, go to MetaxasTalk.com. You click on the banner. I'm going to give you the phone number. I hope some people will call this number right now. Whatever you're doing, folks, give something. 844-863-HOPE. 844-863-HOPE. We're way behind in raising money for this. This is a real concern. And so, Albin,
yes,
we are we're saying that anybody who gives anything,
right,
okay, if you go to MetaxasTalk.com or you call that number, 844-863-HOPE, anything you give, you'll be entered in a drawing for a grand prize. Now, this grand prize is so grand that it's comical. Okay, so somebody is going to win this grand prize. It's almost as big as a car. It's not a car, but we're giving away many, many copies of my books and other books signed by me, obviously. If I didn't write it, I'm not going to sign it. But if you win the grand prize, now remember, anything you give, if you give $10 or $20, you're entered, okay? If you give $200, you're entered. Every $50 you give, you're entered one time. But we have one grand prize that we're giving, and you're going to win a copy of, If You Can Keep It. I have the books here. Yeah. Can the camera see? This is insane. A copy of If You Can Keep It. a copy of hardcover Amazing Grace, spectacular book, by the way. Amazing Grace hardcover, a hardcover of Miracles, signed by the author. We're going to get him a hard copy of Bonhoeffer. This weighs 4,000 pounds. It's amazing that my arm can hold this up right now. Bonhoeffer, three copies of Donald Drains the Swamp. Three copies of Donald Drains the Swamp signed, and the sequel, Donald Builds the Wall, which is coming out in a few days. A hardcover. Nobody has this. No pressure, Mr. President. This is my speech at the National Prayer Breakfast with a lot of fun pictures. A copy of Everything You Always Wanted to Know About God, But Were Afraid to Ask by the author, Eric Metaxas, perhaps you've heard of him. A copy of Seven Men signed by the author. This is insane. This is an $80 deluxe edition of the Bonhoeffer book, leather bound, gorgeous. That's signed. A copy of Uncle Muggsy and the Terrible Twins of Christmas. A copy of
we're running out of time.
A copy of Yankee Doodle Muggsy.
Second hour.
A copy of The Cost of Discipleship with a Foreword by Eric Metaxas.
Oh, boy.
A copy, a T-shirt.
Oh, T-shirts. We're going to have
hats. Yeah, we got, folks,
mugs.
All you have to do is call 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. Do the right thing. They really need your help. We'll be right back with my friend Frank Turek.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-519-0447. That's 800-519-0447. 800-519-0447. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
Hi, Dennis Prager here. I want to let you know about a new product available at the Prager Store. It's offering the audio version of the the Rational Bible Genesis on CD. If you or someone you know has a problem reading small print, or if you prefer to just sit back and enjoy the story, the audio version on CD is an excellent way to experience the teachings of my book. The Rational Bible, the Genesis volume, is narrated by the extraordinary Tom Parks. He's been recording bestsellers for 30 years. I personally picked him. Reviewers describe his readings as conversational, energetic, earnest, and sincere. He narrated Exodus, and you will love listening to him read Genesis. Writing this book has been part of my life's mission. Listening or reading, I hope these are life-changing for you. In fact, I know they will be. Of that, I am absolutely certain. In fact, even the living martyr who knows me as well as anybody living is listening to the book on audio. Very touched. And you liked it, didn't you? Loved it. To buy the Rational Bible Genesis audio book or the autographed hardcover, go to PragerStore.com.
Hey, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, get a rock and roll feeling in your bones. Put taps on your toes and get gone, get rhythm. When you get the blues.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. And you know what? The great thing about being in New York City is pretty often people, friends, new people, people that I haven't met yet, they travel through New York City on their way to someplace else. Sometimes they're just coming to New York to come to New York. And I get to lure them into the studio. And so I'm sitting here now with my friend Frank Turek in the studio. Frank, welcome to the studio.
This is an amazing studio,
isn't
Eric?
This just shocking?
It's beautiful.
It's shocking.
How did you get in here?
I don't know. I don't think they know I'm here, so keep
okay.
your voice
all
down
right,
if you
right.
don't mind.
Right.
No, this
I'll
is
keep it quiet.
TBN built this studio for rock and roll.
Uh-huh.
And I said, but would you work with me? And they said, you know what? We will. And but when they get rock and roll, they're going to kick me out. And it, but no, they built this studio so that we could do this here, and here we are doing it. But I love the fact that we're in New York because people like you visit New York, right?
I'm here.
If I was up in Connecticut, you're not coming to Connecticut.
No, I'm not coming to Connecticut. Only New York for you,
okay.
Eric.
Now, now, where do you live? You live in Charlotte?
I live in Charlotte, North Carolina, but I grew up only an hour from here.
I know.
Neptune, New Jersey.
Neptune, New Jersey.
Forget about
That's
it.
That's why I feel like I know you.
Uh-huh.
And I hate you. all right. You, for folks who don't know you, I've known you for a long time, you are what we call a Christian apologist.
I'm sorry.
You write books, and you do TV shows and radio shows about the Christian faith. And one of the main books that you have written, I wanted to talk to you about this today. If we talk about nothing else, you wrote a book with a great title, I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist. You wrote it with Norm Geisler.
Mm-hmm.
And the foreword is by David Limbaugh. And the idea of needing faith to be an atheist, it's a cheeky idea, but I know that it's true. So I want to talk to you about how it actually requires more faith, ironically, to say there is no God than it does to say there is a God. So where'd you get the idea to write this book?
Well, actually, Dr. Geisler, who just passed away about a month ago,
I know,
had an outline for years because he taught this at Dallas Theological Seminary, at Trinity, and then he started a seminary where I went to, Southern Evangelical Seminary, and he had these 12 points that show Christianity's true. Sorry, I'm spitting on you now. 12 points that show Christianity's true. And we would go around the country doing this seminar called 12 Points to Show Christianity is True. And I finally said to him, I said, Norm, this needs to be a book. And the title came from something he said. He was going through the evidence for God, particularly the fine-tuning evidence. And I remember you wrote a few years ago, you wrote this article in the Wall Street Journal on fine-tuning that went viral, so to speak.
It really did. It actually turned into a virus.
It did,
and
totally.
It's infecting people this minute, and I love it. I love it.
But anyway, the fine-tuning argument, which shows that the universe is precisely tweaked to support life in so many ways. He went through all this evidence, and by the time he got done, he just said, in light of the fine-tuning argument, I don't have enough faith to be an atheist. And I went, That's the name of the book.
That's it. Well, look, I have to say, when I wrote my book, Miracles, and I did that, those chapters on the fine-tuned universe, it took my breath away. Wait a minute. What am I missing? And the fact is, I'm missing nothing. When you talk to people, Christopher Hitchens was famously asked, you've debated all these Christians, what is their best argument? What's the best argument from their side? He goes, oh, without any question, it's the fine-tuned argument, blah, blah, blah. He goes, that's the one that, you know, really gives me pause, and I think most of my colleagues on my side would think, but, you know, he admitted that that's the one to which they really had no answer. But when I when my book came out, and then when that article came out in the Wall Street Journal called, I guess it was titled, Science Increasingly Makes the Case for God. Mm-hmm, that was their title. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But the blowback, because people get so angry, because it effectively, I hate to say it, but it effectively proves God. Mm-hmm. How do you get out of
it? Proves there's some kind of designer
well,
there.
That's...
And I had a couple of debates with Hitchens, and since Hitchens had a British accent, he sounded more brilliant than he
that's
was.
That's the problem.
Right?
That's
was the
always
problem.
The problem.
But these debates are on our YouTube channel at crossexamine.org with Hitchens.
Is that right?
Yeah,
I didn't know. This crossexamine.org has those debates?
Yeah.
I forget stuff. I forgot that you debated him.
Anyway,
of course.
Yeah, he was right about that. It's one of the most powerful arguments for the existence of an intelligence out there. And when you combine that with the argument from the beginning of the universe, Eric, and you combine it with the moral argument that, look, if there is no God, everything's just a matter of opinion.
Yeah.
You know, you can't say torturing babies for fun is really wrong
right.
if there's no God. It's just your opinion against
that's right.
a baby torturer's opinion. When you combine those three arguments, you get a being that's spaceless, timeless, immaterial, powerful, personal, intelligent, and moral. Now, who does that sound like?
Don't tell me. would it be the God of the Bible?
It looks like it could be the God of the Bible. We don't know if it's the God of the Bible yet until we get to Jesus. And when we look at the evidence for Jesus, and that's what we do in the book, we realize that the same being that walked out of the tomb 1,987 years ago is the same being in whose divine nature created the universe out of nothing.
Kind of amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I always want to know people's stories because it's one thing to talk about this. Your book, I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist. I hope people will buy that book and go to crossexamined.org, which I'll mention throughout this radio program because to me it's important that we understand this stuff. But I want to understand your story before we get more into that. You said you were raised in New Jersey.
Right.
If you're raised in the tri-state area,
you're Roman
chances
Catholic.
Are you're either a I don't know what I believe kind of Roman Catholic, like whatever, or you're secular. Like basically, this is not it's the opposite of the Bible Belt. And so, how did you come to be the man you are today? What is your story?
Well, I always believed in God. I never had a problem with believing in God. I just didn't know who Jesus was. I went to Catholic high school. And when I went into college, I was still kind of searching, who is this God being? And after college, I went into the Navy. I was a Navy ROTC student, so I became a naval officer. And I was down in Navigator School down in Pensacola, Florida. And I ran into a guy who was the son of a Methodist minister. Long story short, we wound up going to church together, and I started learning things. But I still had so many questions. I finally said to him, I said, hey, Mark, I got questions about evil, questions about Jesus being the only way. How can this really be true? And he said, you need to get books by Josh McDowell. So I read Evidence That Demands a Verdict and More Than a Carpenter, and I became a Christian in 1985.
You know what I think? First of all, congratulations. I think you made the right choice. but I was going to say that those books you just mentioned, right, More Than a Carpenter, I remember when I first came to faith, I started reading those books. And you get the impression, you say, you know what? If everyone was introduced to this material, almost everyone would have to intellectually become a Christian because it's pretty much incontrovertible. Now, people say, you know, no, it takes faith. I don't want to get into the theology of, you know, when the Holy Spirit decides to pull the trigger. But the fact of the matter is, intellectually, it does seem like a slam dunk. When I wrote my Miracles book, I thought, if this doesn't prove God, you tell me what is your answer to what's in the book. In other words, how do you make sense of this? And I know that your books have the same thing, that it doesn't really seem if you're open to the truth and you're seeking. But that's kind of the point. In other words, here in 1985, you're talking about this. You were in a place where you were open to what's what.
That's
got questions.
That's the key word, open.
Okay. And so how does that work? Because it strikes me that there are a lot of people they don't want to know.
Mm-hmm.
They have some kind of a deep-seated animus against faith or people of faith. So they don't even care if you can sort of prove it's true. They're just like, I don't care. I've got a deeper truth. Shut up. Leave me alone.
A lot of people are looking for God like a criminal's looking for a cop. Right?
Oh.
They're not interested. This is why the question I ask people, particularly on college campuses, Eric, because we go to a lot of college campuses and we present I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist.
Yeah.
And during the Q&A, we set up a Q&A mic. And by the way, all these Q&As you can see on our YouTube channel.
What's the YouTube channel?
It's just crossexamine.org. So 2 or 3 minute, maybe 4 or 5 minute sometimes, exchanges between me and a college student. And if an atheist gets up to the microphone and expresses a little bit of hostility, I'll normally stop and I'll ask them this question. I'll say, if Christianity were true, would you become a Christian? Now, Eric, I've had atheists stand at the microphone in front of hundreds of people and say, no. And I say, no, wait, man, you claim to be reasonable. How is it reasonable to say if something were true, you wouldn't believe it? Well, reason isn't the problem. The problem isn't here. The problem's here. They don't want it to be true.
It's the will, right?
Yeah, they don't want there to be a God because they want to be God of their own lives. You see, most people are not on a truth quest. You know what we're on? We're on a happiness quest. And we're just going to believe whatever we think is going to make us happy. The problem is you can make yourself happy over the short term doing a lot of fun but ultimately destructive things. But over the long term, it's a disaster. And all of our listeners who are over 40 know what I'm talking about because we've tried it, right? No, the only way to get true contentment and happiness is to go straight through truth. And it turns out Jesus is the truth.
Yeah. It just so happens, folks, in case you don't have time, you need to, you know, go have a cigarette. We're just going to cut to the chase. Jesus is the truth. That's the funny thing to me is that it is true. And yet, Frank, I mean, this is a good time to talk about it. But I think the reason this is a little bit complicated for some people is people wisely know that there's more to truth than syllogisms and facts. They know, even though we would say, yes, truth is a person, it's Jesus. People, I think, inherently know that truth can't just be facts, that it's a way of being, it's something bigger. And what they have seen in Christianity is maybe a lot of answers, but they're saying, but I'm looking for something deeper. Mm-hmm. When we come back, I want to talk about that. My guest is Frank Turek. Crossexamined.org is the website. We'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Forecasters are warning about days of scorching, dangerous heat gripping a wide swath of the U.S. South and Midwest. With temperatures around 100 degrees at midday and feels like temperatures soaring even higher, parts of 13 states are under heat advisories from Texas, Louisiana, and Florida in the South to Missouri and Illinois in the Midwest. That's according to the National Weather Service. Some of the most oppressive conditions we're in Louisiana, Arkansas, Mississippi, and Oklahoma. The United States is delaying tariffs on some Chinese-made goods. Those tariffs now set to take effect in mid-December. It has been announced CBS and Viacom are set to reunite, bringing together their networks and the Paramount Movie Studio as traditional media giants challenge streaming companies like Netflix. This is SRN News.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-600-3010. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-600-3010 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-600-3010 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-600-3010.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it probably was a good thought. The reality now is that you probably never use your timeshare and have continued to pay those annual maintenance fees. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of this ongoing burden in an effective, quick, and legal way. We have over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Call us today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Talk on the street, it sounds so familiar.
Hey folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show, and I'm talking to my friend Frank Turek, who is a Christian apologist. I don't know what that means. Frank, I was just talking about how part of us, I think, inside people know that there's more to truth than facts and syllogisms, mm-hmm. and you know, right? In other words, you could, let's say, prove from the fine-tuned universe argument or these arguments that God exists. But most people are looking for something beyond that. In other words, mm-hmm. they realize that it's not just facts and things, that somehow it's about, you know, love or something like that. And so there are a lot of people, I think, that maybe they've had a bad experience with Christians or something. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. so they just go, whatever that is, it's harsh,
yeah.
it's legalistic.
Mm-hmm.
God is love or God is – I mm-hmm. mean, it seems to me that that's a lot of what you have to be getting when you go – to campuses and stuff.
Sure. Well, God didn't just send an argument. He sent a person. And truth is grounded in a person. It has to be grounded in a mind. Otherwise, there would be no truth. There would be nothing. So that's why Jesus says, I am the truth and the truth will set you free. Now, of course, when he says that, the truth will set you free, you have to look at the other side of that and say, well, if the truth will set me free, then that means if I don't have the truth, I'm in bondage. And we are. We're in bondage to our own sins. We're in bondage to ultimate punishment, because if justice exists, and it does, that means God exists and we're unjust. So we're going to get punished unless somebody steps in and takes the punishment from us. And that's what Jesus does.
So, there are a lot of people playing devil's advocate, perhaps literally. There are people that they say, you know what, this whole idea of a God who would send me to hell mm-hmm. forever. I don't want to believe in a God like that, because I don't even believe that's possible. Like God, it would be loving. He would understand mm-hmm. why I am the way mm-hmm. I am. He would understand why I make the mistakes I do. So the idea that he would punish me and send me to hell for eternity just sounds crazy, and I can't get with that.
You know, I had a debate years ago with a guy by the name of Eddie Tabash. He's a Beverly Hills attorney, an atheist, at University of Michigan, and he said to me, Frank, my mother was a survivor of the Holocaust. She lived a life full of pain and suffering. Toward the end of her life, someone offered her the gospel, but she rejected it, and then she died. Is she in hell right now? I said, Eddie, I don't know where your mother is now. I don't know if she had a deathbed conversion or not, but if she didn't accept Christ before she died, then God is too loving to force her into heaven against her will. You see, because the assumption behind the question or the objection is always everybody wants to go to heaven. That's not true. Who's in heaven? Jesus is in heaven. There have been people running from Jesus their entire lives. What's he going to do in the afterlife? Going, hey, where are you going? You're with me now. No, that wouldn't be loving. And then I gave an illustration, because people say, well, what's his business about hell? I said to the ladies there, it was at University of Michigan, I said, ladies, have you ever had a man pursue you whom you did not want to date? And of course, a whole bunch of ladies started giggling. In fact, one lady said, yes. And I said, is he sitting next to you right now? Anyway, I said, suppose this guy continues to ask you out and you don't want to date him. And you get to the point where you say, look, I like you, but only as a friend. Right. Every man has heard this, the dreaded friend rejection. Well, suppose this doesn't deter the guy, Eric. He keeps coming and he keeps saying, look, I love you so much, I'm going to force you to love me. Ladies, run screaming from the building. Can he force you to love him? No.
Yeah.
Love by definition must be freely given. So I always ask the ladies, I say, ladies, if he truly did love you, what would he do? And they always say, he would leave me alone. That's what God does for us. He leaves us alone. He sends us cards, letters, and flowers. He sends us creation. He sends us conscience. He sends us Christ. He sends us the Bible. He sends us the Eric Metaxas Show. He sends us a lot of good things to help us know that he exists. And if we keep saying no,
yeah.
God will give us up. And ultimately, look, there's only two possibilities in the end. If God exists, there's only two possibilities in the afterlife. You're either going to be with God, that's heaven, or you're going to be separated from God, that's hell. And you make that choice. God wants all to be saved, but some people don't want to be saved. So God leaves them alone. And that's what it means to be in hell. You're separated from the ultimate source of goodness and love by your own choice.
C.S. Lewis had a great line. He says, if we don't eventually say to God, thy will be done, then eventually he says to us, thy will be
done. Exactly.
In other words, if you want it that way, I will not force you. And that is hard for people to process. Because I think they would say, well, I don't know, like maybe maybe I made a mistake or whatever. For me, it comes to this idea that God looks on the heart. In other words, even if somebody says I'm a Christian and I believe, God looks at your heart. He knows whether you really believe in him. It's not just a profession of faith.
Of course not.
It's what's in your heart. Are you looking for truth? Are you, whatever? And that's, I mean, that's for me where it gets complicated, because there are a lot of people for whom it's about, you know, I check the box, I go to that church and it has a statement of faith on the website. It says everything I believe. And I would say, well, but do you really believe that? Are you living that? You know, so I think that's where it kind of becomes complicated, because it's not about when we talk about accepting Jesus, I think there's some people that would say, look, okay, but what do you mean by that? What does it mean to accept Jesus? Mm-hmm. What if I say I accept him, but my life seems pretty obvious that I haven't. Mm-hmm. It's just that I was doing it. Or, in other words, that's where I think that God looks on the heart. Only he really knows whether we've accepted
him. There's a difference between belief that and belief in. James, who wrote the book James, says, even the demons believe that God exists, but they tremble. See, you have to go from belief that to belief in. And really, the word faith in the Bible really means trust.
Right.
After you know that it's true, trust in Jesus. And we know this from relationships, right? When I first met my wife 34 years ago, I got evidence that she would be a good wife, but all the evidence in the world didn't make her my wife. I had to take a step of trust in her to ask her to be my wife. And in a momentary lapse of judgment, she said yes.
You know, I was going to say, you're very good at this. Have you ever thought of going professional?
No.
You need to do this full time. We're going to be right back, right? We're out of time here. We'll be right back. Stick around.
In shadows, hiding away till we're free. We stay together all of the time, baby, all the way.
Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. There's something you all need to know about Relief Factor and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain, and they've been a consistent sponsor of the show for several years. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. It sounds like they're doing super, and then they're gone. Well, not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year, and that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain. I'm one of them. Shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain. And they are now in less or no pain at all. All these people, it's as simple as that. It works. That's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain today. And the first step is to order the 3-week quick start pack for $19.95. If you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who would happily tell you to give it a try. It can be done. It can be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. Remember, relieffactor.com. It works. It works.
The price of gold is exploding. Get in on the ground floor now. The trade wars and global chaos are sending prices of the precious metal to multi-year highs, and analysts think gold is headed even higher to test its record highs of $1,900 an ounce. Don't stand on the sidelines and totally miss this gold rally. Learn how to secure and grow your financial future today with a call to American Bullion, the leader in gold investments. You have questions, we have answers. In fact, we specialize in first-time gold buyers. Find out about American Bullion's hassle-free process of transferring any portion of your existing IRA or old 401k into the long-term safety of a gold IRA tax-free. Call 800-600-4849 and ask for our free gold guide. 800-600-4849. Call today and learn how to protect and grow your financial future with the rising value of gold. American Bullion. 800-600-4849.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many MediShare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, a typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
We are talking to Frank Turek. He is the author of I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist. Frank, I want to ask you, in this book, you talked about, you know, hanging out with the now late Norm Geisler and talking about these 12 reasons to believe in God, and you realize they are so compelling. But let's go through some of them because we have the time.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people say, well, you can't prove God. You can't. Well, I just say to those people, listen, because there is more. You may have just never heard this kind of stuff, right? So what are some of the arguments or things that you say to people?
Well, for God, okay. Well, one argument for God is the fact that the universe exploded into being out of nothing. And even atheists are admitting this. Stephen Hawking, the famous physicist who died a couple of years ago, said almost everyone now believes that the universe and time itself had a beginning at the Big Bang.
Yeah,
now,
about 13.5 billion years ago, suddenly everything started, and even science, or I should say science, cannot go beyond that.
Can't like, get behind just,
they
it.
They get stuck at that brick wall.
Of course not. Yeah.
And so they have to acknowledge that there was a time when time and space themselves did not exist.
Exactly.
So like nothing. It's not like the universe got filled up. There was no universe.
There was nothing. And Aristotle had a good definition of nothing. And since you're Greek, you'll like this. He said, nothing is what rocks dream about. Okay?
Did
nothing.
Did Aristotle say that?
Apparently he did. I've
he
heard it.
He was pretty smart.
He was.
Let me tell you, those Greeks. rocks dream about.
But here's the implication, though, Eric. People will say, well, you can't get behind that. Well, look, if space, time, and matter literally had a beginning, whatever caused space, time, and matter can't be made of space, time, and matter. In other words, the cause must be spaceless, timeless, immaterial, powerful to create the universe out of nothing, personal in order to choose to create, because impersonal forces don't choose anything. You know, gravity doesn't choose to pull this cup to the ground if I drop it. It just does it. To create, you got to make a choice. The being would also have to be intelligent in order to make a choice. And so from one argument, we get a being that's spaceless, timeless, immaterial, powerful, personal, and intelligent. Now, do we know this is the God of the Bible yet? No, we don't. It could be the God of the Bible. We have to keep doing more research and see if Jesus was who he is.
Right, right.
And we said he is or was. And if that's the case, then it is the God of the Bible. But that's pretty good from one argument.
It's amazing. Another argument that people put up against God, they say this just happened with the shootings
tragically.
In El Paso and in Dayton, whatever. And I tweeted something about sometimes God allows horrible things to happen to get our attention. And I knew as soon as I put that out there that people are going to say, whoa, how can a hateful God? And you know, but the point is there is extraordinary evil and suffering in the world. And so I think a lot of people legitimately have the question. They say, well, how can you explain a loving God with things like that happening?
I wouldn't say this to somebody in the midst of grieving, because someone in the midst of grieving needs a pastor and not a philosopher.
Yeah.
But
to give the philosophical answer, evil actually shows God does exist, because there would be no such thing as evil unless there was good, and there'd be no such thing as good unless God existed, because what we mean by good is God's nature. So if evil exists, God exists. Evil doesn't disprove God. Evil may prove there's a devil out there, but it doesn't disprove God, because there, evil wouldn't even exist unless good exists. And because evil, we can put it this way, right up the road here is Sloan Kettering, a great hospital that helped save my brother-in-law from cancer. And evil is like cancer. If you take all the cancer out of a body, you've got a better body. If you take all the body out of the cancer, you've got nothing. See, evil doesn't exist on its own. It can only exist in a good thing. So if we're going to say something's evil, we're presupposing good. You can look at it this way, too. We've got lights in here. The shadows prove the sunshine. In other words, you can have sunshine without shadows, but you can't have shadows without sunshine. You can't have evil without good.
You can't have shadows without sunshine. I'm going to work that into a song. Do you mind?
Please do.
That's
how about right now?
You can't have shadows without sunshine. That is actually very interesting, because I think, you know, I think something inside us just is repulsed. You see the evil and you mm-hmm. think you get angry at these
and we
things.
Should.
But you're quite and you're right.
Yeah.
But you're quite right. If people are upset about bad things, you want to say to them, hey, on what basis do you even say that that's bad?
Right.
Where do
exactly.
you get that idea?
Yeah. You're appealing to a standard. You know, I was at Michigan State doing one of these I don't have enough faith to be an atheist seminars years ago. And I knew there was a militant atheist in the audience, because he sat there, Eric, the entire time for 2 hours like this.
With his arms crossed.
And I had some pretty good jokes in there. And he didn't crack a smile once.
Yeah.
And so as soon as the Q&A started, I saw his hand go up. I said, yes, sir. He said, if there is a good God, why doesn't he stop all the evil in the world? I said, sir, that is an excellent question. Maybe because if he did, he might start with you and me, because we do evil every day. You ever notice when we complain about evil, we're always complaining about somebody else? We never look in the mirror and go, man, I'm really bad. Man, God, will you stop me from doing evil?
Right.
We never do that. It's always somebody else that's doing evil.
I'm such a good guy that I actually do that. But we're not. This is not about me. It's not about me, Frank. It's not about me. Well, you're right. In other words, we talk about evil as though it's out there. And clearly, if we're honest, we'd have to say, no, I do participate in evil. I can't help it. But I think a lot of people, it would be hard, maybe that atheist be a good example, that it's hard for them to accept that. Like, that maybe that's to them a fussy theological statement, and they just go, look, I'm doing the best I can. You know, I'm trying.
But right then, what they're doing is they're appealing to a standard. When they say best I can, they're saying I'm trying to get close to the standard of good, and that standard of good is God's nature. Reminds me of what your friend Chuck Colson said once. He was having dinner somewhere. I can't remember the context. But he shocked everybody by saying to people in the room that everybody in this room is closer to Adolf Hitler than Jesus Christ. And everyone went,
yeah.
What?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Think about how evil our thoughts are. I mean, we may restrain ourselves, thankfully, but we're still evil. It's much easier to be bad than good.
The way I have thought about it is it's kind of like talking about swimming to Hawaii, right? Everybody drowns. Nobody can swim from California to Hawaii. So if you say, like, hey, I swam a mile.
Right.
And then you drowned. I swam 5 miles and then you drowned. Nobody makes it.
That's right.
Only
That's right.
God can carry us from California to Hawaii, or can bring Hawaii to California. Mm-hmm. But we are powerless to get there. So if somebody swims 100 yards and you laugh at him because he drowned, it's like, well, what did you do? You got a little better, a little farther, and then you drowned. So comparing ourselves, nobody can swim thousands of miles except Jesus.
Yeah, we're comparing ourselves to one another. We should be comparing ourselves to the perfect standard.
To the one who can swim thousands of miles, morally speaking. We're going to be right back talking to Frank Turek. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Most protesters and police have left Hong Kong Airport after a second day of demonstrations that caused mass flight cancellations. From Hong Kong, BBC correspondent Jonathan Head has more.
The protesters have just melted away. It's exactly what they did yesterday. There were far more of them here today. There have been warnings over the town, always telling people to leave. And now mostly what we've got left, well, there are still protesters who are leaving, but they are being allowed to leave. The riot police have not come in. What looked like a potentially very ugly operation to clear this massive airport terminal has not happened. So for a second day, we've had a complete paralysis, some very tense moments, and suddenly a complete evaporation of it.
Calm returned to the airport in the early hours of Wednesday after riot police briefly clashed with pro-democracy protesters outside the building earlier Tuesday night. Stocks have been higher. The Dow is up 424 points. This is SRN News.
Following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Folks, it's the Eric from Texas Show, and that's John Lennon. I'm talking to my friend Frank Turek. Frank, we just have a few minutes left in this hour. We're gonna lock the doors and keep you here for a second hour. But I want to just ask you: in this book, I don't have enough faith to be an atheist. Do you think that if a fair-minded person reads this book honestly, that they would have to agree with you?
Maybe not on everything, but I've had many people email both Dr. Geiser and myself, and they'll say, hey, this helped bring me to faith. And actually, we get a lot of emails from Christians who are floundering and say, this really helped solidify my faith. But look, as we mentioned earlier, it's not just a head issue. It's a heart issue as well. So do we have everything right in the book? Well, probably not. We're fallible people. But the overall argument, I think, stands, right? I think the overall argument that God exists, first of all, truth exists, God exists, miracles are possible, and Jesus actually rose from the dead is true. If Jesus rose from the dead, game over, Christianity's true. Because whatever Jesus teaches, if he's God, is true. Jesus taught the entire Old Testament as the word of God, and he promised the New Testament. Look, I just have a personal policy. If somebody rises from the dead, I just trust whatever the guy says.
Well, you know what's interesting? I didn't know myself. I mean, I've written about this in a couple of books now. But before then, I didn't know that you could show that Jesus rose from the dead. In other words, I thought, man, if there's ever anything somebody has to take on faith, that's it. And then I realized, no, there's a lot you can talk about and look at, and the evidence is stunning. I had no idea that the evidence for the resurrection of Jesus was so powerful.
In fact, Eric, skeptical scholars are now not even suggesting an alternative explanation to the data. They'll agree that Jesus was crucified. They'll agree that his apostles thought he had risen from the dead, and the apostles really believe Jesus has risen from the dead. But they will no longer take a alternative theory. Like, they'll no longer say hallucinations or wrong tomb or swoon theory, you know, that Jesus didn't really die. Because they know none of those things work,
right,
Eric.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, the other theories, that's actually what kind of sealed the deal for me. I mean, I already believed it, but I'm saying when you look at the alternative theories, if, like you say, okay, if he didn't rise from the dead, what happened? People come up with these theories that they're so silly. Like, many people have said, oh, he didn't really die. Well, when you get into those details, you say, okay, so tell me what happened. And you get, it just falls apart.
Yeah, it takes more faith to believe that. That's the problem.
It's ridiculous.
And look, the other thing we got to keep in mind, I know we're running out of time here, but I got to make this point. The New Testament writers did not create the resurrection. The resurrection created the New Testament writers. You wouldn't even have a New Testament written by Jews in the first century unless Jesus rose from the dead. Why would they invent a resurrected Jesus and then go get killed for it? If they knew it was a lie, they wouldn't. They're Jews. So we have the New Testament because of the resurrection. We don't have the resurrection because of the New Testament. It's the other way around. The resurrection gave us the New Testament.
That is an amazing statement. I never thought of it that way. Chuck Colson used to say that many people couldn't make up a lie and stick to it. Some of them would have cracked. None of them cracked. It's amazing. We're out of time. We're going to keep you around for a second hour. But folks, if this is the only hour you have, you've been listening to the Eric Metaxas Show. And my friend Frank Turek, who has written many books, in front of me I have I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist, and then the other one, Stealing from God. We'll talk about that in hour two. Stealing from God, Why Atheists Need God to Make Their Case. Frank Turek, thank you.
Thank you, Eric.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.